Yeah, so what would you guys like to do? You guys can keep heading up. You guys are leading. You guys have dark vision, so you guys can see the cave.
What shall we do, Gorpus?
On them, perchance? Any bones?
Any bones?
Any bones?
Any bones?
I have goblin rags.
I go outside and I steal several bones from the goblins.
Yes.
I go back inside and I give the bones to the wolves.
Wow.
Okay, you throw some bones. They don't really care for them.
Fuck.
They're not into goblin bones.
Maybe they would be into horse meat.
Maybe they would be into...
It's far too far.
Okay, so the main passage from the cave mouth climbs steeply upward, which is right in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
The stream plunging and splashing down its west side, so the stream...
West side!
Stream is on your left-hand side.
Okay.
In the shadows, a side passage leads west across the other side of the stream. So you notice across the river to your left, there's a bit of a passage leading. Or you could keep going ahead, or go back to the den with the wolves.
Surely the passage. Surely we scout the passage.
I think we should.
Yes, yeah. We will scout the passage.
We scout the passage.
All right, you guys got to cross the river. Everyone roll me a d20 and...
We have to cross the river.
Let's go strength.
We're experts at crossing rivers.
We're experts.
19.
Four.
I quintuple backflip.
I try and do another backflip, and I rolled a 4.
Four.
I rolled a 19.
19, 11.
Eight, 11.
What did you get?
8 with my acrobatics.
Okay, perfect.
I plus 2 acrobatics.
Yeah, you guys make it safely across the river. Beautiful. But Tyrael makes quite a bit of noise.
Yeah. Sorry,
Tyrael, you
sorry,
fool.
Guys. Sorry.
You hear a bit of like a noise in the distance. And like,
I want to be like you guys.
But you guys make it safely across, and you're on the
we
other
Tyrael's such a complex character. You fucking love it.
After 700 years being alive, I think you'd have some complexities to yourself. Perfect. So you guys made it across. As you guys make it across, you can see a bit more of the cave, which bending over to the right.
It's like my penis.
In the shadows of the ceiling to the north, you can just make out the dim shape of a rickety bridge of wood and rope crossing over the passage ahead of you. So you notice a bridge to that's the river. Another passage intersects this one 20 feet above the floor. But you guys are on the left. You guys want to make your way up the
Shall
the
we go?
Passage?
Shall we
come this
Shall we
far?
Go across the bridge?
We should definitely check this bridge.
Well, if you go across
safe.
The bridge, you have to cross back the river. Do you want to continue on the passage?
Let's continue on the passage.
We'll continue on the passage.
Come this far, we might as well keep going.
Perfect.
Deeper and deeper into the depths of the cave.
All right, so you make your way through this passage, and you can come through a bit of a clearing. You notice something. You notice the cave. This large cave is divided in half by a 10-foot high escarpment. A steep natural staircase leads from the lower portion to the upper ledge. The air is hazy with the smoke of a cooking fire and pungent from the smell of poorly cured hides and unwashed goblins.
You smell goblin cuck.
Roll me goblins. A perception check. Gorpus?
4 plus 3, 7.
Yeah. So... As you make your way to the end of this passage, you notice this big cave, and you notice 6 goblins around a campfire, all.
You catch the game on Saturday.
I can't stand when they socialize.
What would you guys like to do?
I want to burn them.
Can we sneak past them?
You could use the bonfire.
You can sneak past them if you like. Oh, you can try to sneak past them if you like.
No, my bells are not well equipped for sneaking.
Perhaps the halfling can sneak.
I can sneak. I'm very good at sneaking. It's one of my specialties.
We should sneak by one by one.
Or we could use the wizard to blow up the campfire.
I'm not sure about that.
I think we should do that one.
I don't know if he's had the best track record.
That's not the best track record.
Surely a chance to redeem.
Very well.
Let him prove his worth.
Okay, go. Wait.
Tyrell.
They already said I can.
Guys, give us that stuff. Hear me out. Why do we have to murder everything we see?
I hate goblins.
Okay, well, that's valid.
Goblins aren't very friendly.
Point. Yeah. We do hate goblins. They tried to kill us earlier, remember?
Yeah, well, it wasn't these guys. It was just different.
Yeah,
ones.
Well, once a goblin, always
well,
a
if
goblin.
You'd like, I could call out and ask if they're friendly.
No, just blow
them up.
They
are savages.
Just blow them up.
All right, Tyrael, what would you like to
do? I harness the fire from the campfire that's around them. I make it into a big ball of flames, And I lift it up into the air, and then I smash it onto the ground, and the fire just engulfs all of them.
Okay. That's fucking roll horrible. Me a d20, and I'll give you bonus if you make a little, like, fire enchantment as you roll. You need this, Tyrell. You do not have a good track.
Guys,
record.
Help out.
You're going to really try here, too.
Okay.
You've you got this, Tyrell.
It's been a while.
You can do this.
Okay. I need my staff. Okay. I don't have the words.
Tyrell, conjure up some language.
Conjure up some language. The Alvin's past and fire's dire set these goblins on fire.
What he wrote? What he wrote?
20.
Oh my god! Okay.
Especially epic.
Wait, let me just write down a few pieces of paper.
Remember this one. It is good enchanted.
A bit okay, rusty.
So, Tyrael says his spell. This little dim fire that's keeping these goblins warm starts growing.
Starts
pulsating a little bit more.
What the fuck is up with the fire?
It starts getting into a little bowl, and the goblins are like,
wow.
What the fuck is that?
Pretty.
I've never seen this before. What the hell? It starts rising into the air. They're like, is this God? What is this?
It's not getting smaller.
This bowl is like 5 meters in the air, and all the goblins are gathering around. They're watching it. And then, boom! Bowl crashes down to the earth, spreads out a massive gust of fire. You guys are behind the rocks. You guys
disintegrate.
And all the goblins take. All the goblins besides one.
Wow, Jay, couldn't even hit all, I mean.
Couldn't even hit all of them. Tyrael Neckbeard.
Wow, couldn't even hit all of them.
One of them takes 4 damage. One of them takes 3 damage. One of them
very
takes...
Very slowly watching them die before our eyes.
Bang.
Burn to death.
They're all getting Avengers endgamed.
All right, you guys have done...
All of fire.
All of these goblins are on fire. They are all have been dealt... a lot of damage. They have no idea what the fuck's going on.
And I'm drained as hell.
Yeah.
I'm fully
drained
after that.
You guys rush in. You were behind Tyrael, so you get first order of attack, followed by...
Are the goblins all grouped together?
They're running around. They're all scattered.
That burned.
I take my warhammer and I run in, and on my heels, I swing and do a whirlwind hit.
Like a discus throw.
Like a discus throw. And I try to hit as many as I can.
Yeah. Roll me a d20, man. And
3.
Three. Three. Oh, yeah. I'll let you know right now. It doesn't land. So
you just
slide in with your warhammer, and you're just now in the middle of all these goblins.
No.
You tried flailing your warhammer, but it hit nothing. You just slid in, and you're now in the middle of all.
Guys, help! I'm dizzy. Help!
Okay, calm down.
Silly
Pubis, what would you like to do?
Well, I'm dripping blood right now. There's a blood trail behind me from all the blood. but I have to help my friend. So
why are you bleeding?
I got shot with an arrow.
You didn't deal with that, did you?
This fucker, yeah. I mentioned it.
All right,
no one seemed interested.
My bad.
Sorry. Pubis.
So I don't want to go in, but I want to help out. So I'll use my short bow, and I'll aim for the one closest to my friend here.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. Roll me a d20.
Okay. Seems like a really bad idea, but
15.
That lands. Nice. Would you like to attack goblin number 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5?
5.
All right. Perfect. Roll me a d4. 4. All right. Perfect. Still kills him. Okay, kills him. So you.
Yes! He's dead! You'll be okay!
Thank you, but that was the one pretty far away from me!
I didn't say it was accurate.
Mimas!
Hello.
What would you like to do?
I desire Mimas the Fool, and I wish to bestow upon you A jig of death.
Another jig.
Ooh, a jig of death.
I need you to enchant my boots.
Oh, here we go.
Jester boots. Please, can you please cast a wizardly spell upon my boots to grant me extra agility and strength, dexterity, and all the rest?
What do I need to roll for that?
Roll a d20, see if your enchantment works.
Very well, Mimus. I don't do this very often, but for you, my friend.
That's a
d20. That's the wrong one. For you, my friend. 18.
Oh,
That's
enchanted. That's enchanted, baby.
I'm suddenly filled with a great energy and my boots glow. Yes.
I'll give you advantage, which means you roll twice, and the higher roll is the roll you go for.
I run towards the remaining group of goblins. I leap into the air and step on each one of their heads in a circle.
Okay, now this is epic.
Going, ah! While I do so.
All right, perfect.
God, your character's terrifying.
I'm also very one-dimensional. It's really my only thing. It's a 13 and a 14.
Okay, we'll go with 14. All right, let's see how many Goombas you stomp.
I'm stomping on these Goombas' heads. It's looking good.
No, it's not.
Oh, boy.
You manage to... look, you jump into the air, you land on one. He takes a...
I don't have an extra bonus because of the enchantment.
Done, and two of them rolled natural 20s.
Fuck.
Wow. Okay.
Look, you landed on one, and he's dead. You crushed him. He's straight up dead.
Thank you, Mimus.
The other one.
Now get the rest.
The next one he jumped to just swatted you away. He actually rolled equal as you. And then the other ones saw you. Plus, they also rolled natural 20. They were just like, what is this guy doing?
Once again, who the fuck are these guys?
That's everyone, right? Mm. Yeah, perfect. All right, as these goblins get stomped on and Gorpus slid in and announced himself and everyone's kind of...
They must be very weakened by the flames.
No, they are very weakened. They kind of gather themselves and like, what? Boss! Intruders! So one goblin, the leader, is on the little opening upstairs. He kind of peers over and he's like, who the hell are you guys? What? Get the fuck out of my cave!
What the fuck? Hey, there's no need for that language!
And everyone roll me a d20 perception check.
Oh, shit. Oh.
8.
10,
5,
4. 3, I got 13.
Okay, you notice upstairs that actually Sildar Holwinter is roped up and he's kind of gagged as well. And he's like,
gagged.
Everyone roll me initiative, which
my
is a
God,
d20.
I wish I was him.
Everyone roll me d20.
7.
18.
2.
17.
Let's see. 17.
Oh,
2.
Yeah.
I was 18.
Got 7. Not good.
Look, you guys dealt with two goblins straight up. Most of them aren't looking very good, and we got one big boy upstairs who's a little bit healthier than everyone else.
He's doing the math. Our fates are in his hand.
Be merciful.
Okay, who rolled 18?
Me.
You are first.
Okay.
Actually, no. Sorry. My bad. Big boss man goblin upstairs is first.
He, ooh.
Oh, shit.
So he pulls out his short bow, and he aims for good old Gorpus right in the middle.
Gorpus.
And he rolls a... Roll me a d20.
Gorpy!
16.
Oh, beautiful roll.
So he goes to shoot his arrow and goes... Poof! But you get up too quick and you dodge it. Sidestep it.
Poof, God, move.
I've never seen him move so far.
Wow. Guys, watch out. There's a goblin upstairs.
Guys, watch out. There's a goblin. There's a dirty goblin.
It's a big goblin.
He shot an arrow.
Pubis Longtongue, what would you like to do?
Well,
you got three goblins downstairs and one big boy upstairs.
Okay. I am going to... I'm feeling quite bad now, you know? I lost a lot of blood, guys.
Yeah, roll me a constitution check.
Okay. 20.
All right, you don't take any damage. you're just holding
I'm
it in
still
there.
Still feeling a little shame.
Yeah. Why are you putting yourself down?
You get one finger in your hole.
Yeah, yeah.
So stop there whining and join the fight.
You're bleeding a lot, but it's not affecting you.
Like, I'm gonna quickly take out one of my five candles, and burn melt the wax onto the open wound.
Okay. Wow.
Seal it up a little.
Okay.
It's really nice.
It's
not gonna work.
Cauterize the wound with wax.
I think this is. I don't know how it works. Yeah. No. Roll me a d20 and survival check, which is at the bottom of your skill sheet.
With no buffs.
Yikes.
Pubis, for some reason, starts pulling out a candle, just starts burning herself.
Wait, are you a guy or a girl in Pubis?
I'm a guy.
Yeah, you just start burning yourself. You just, yeah, everyone's like,
that
looks, watching,
what are you doing?
Like, what the fuck are you doing?
I'm sealing my wound!
And you
remember
take,
when that fucker shot me?
Roll me a d4 as well.
Never seen this
spell
before.
Precious time. Why would you not do this after battle?
One.
Alright, you get dealt one damage.
Oh, fuck this ass!
Some BDSM shit's going on.
Pubis is finished with the
pain. Never mind!
It burns so good!
Literally pouring hot wax on yourself in a time like this.
God, I wish that were me.
I wish that were me.
Who rolled the 17?
Me.
Mimas the Great.
Go on.
It is I, Mimas the Fool. And I would like to deal with these remaining three goblins around us.
Yes.
By breakdancing.
Whoa, okay, how are we going to do that?
Spin on my back in a vicious cycle. Just kicking and swinging and spluttering around.
Okay, perfect.
Hitting each goblin on the face with a limb or two.
The bigger the feat that you're trying to do, the higher you need to roll for it to be a success. So I'm going to say you need to roll an 18 or higher for this to land.
It's good
unless
to
you want to change.
Is it just 18 or is it dexterity? Agility?
Give it acrobatics.
Yeah, I'll give acrobatics. Plus,
good thing I'm very lucky. Blast.
18!
Oh!
All right.
No way.
Damn, Chris is pissed we keep hitting shit.
You slide in, stop.
I'm beatboxing on
the The moves are so good.
That was the coolest shit I've ever seen in 700
it
years.
It lands on all of them. It lands
so
on all
tight.
Three of the goblins.
That shit
they
was
are
lit.
Sheesh.
That was lit.
Sheesh.
Okay, all right. One goblin, dead. Dead. He's
you
straight up dead.
Neck snapped.
Wait.
180 degrees.
Oh my god. Another goblin, dead.
Bro, what?
Holy.
And... And last goblin is not looking very good. All these goblins just neck snapped, and one of them just been thrown back, and he's on the floor. He's got a bloody mouth. He's like, oh, sick moves.
I stand up, cross my arms, and go, follow me on TikTok, motherfucker.
What is this TikTok?
Is that a religion?
Tyrell will understand in 1,000 years. Tyrael, sorry.
Who rolled the 7?
That was me.
Tyrael, your turn.
Okay,
there's one goblin left downstairs, and there's also one goblin
big
upstairs.
Chungus. I see the big dude. He's staring at us, and he's not looking happy, so I want to put him to sleep for now.
Mm.
Perfect. All right, sleep. Yep. Roll me a d20.
16.
Doesn't land.
Ugh. You cast your spell, and
it puts me to sleep.
it doesn't affect
you. Just
You
just yawned.
Yeah.
Just,
Sorry.
Doesn't land. Nothing happened. And he's got his eyes on
what
him.
Why do I always mess this up? Mess everything
hey,
up.
Hey, that bonfire thing was pretty cool, though.
Yeah, you did that one thing. Good job.
The last goblin downstairs turn. He goes to get up and run away upstairs. Who was the closest?
Running away from your. Go see mom. Idiot.
Roll me a d20.
Pussy. 14.
Yeah, so he goes to get up, but he's doing it very, very obviously and run away. Like he's trying to get run away, but you notice this.
Fucking Sparta kick him.
Yeah, so you Sparta kick him and roll me a d4.
Oh, d4. 6.
Oh,
oh shit. Yeah, he's
oh, wait,
crying.
No. That's a d6. Wait, that's a d6.
Oh, my goodness.
1.
Oh, shit.
Good.
Not good.
For that. You Sparta kick him down onto the floor again. You hear a bone snap. And he's holding on to dear life. Right
which goblin
bone?
Die?
Is it his arm or his leg?
Leg.
It's his leg.
Yeah.
His leg. Femur.
Die. Yes, let's say he's
Yeah, cool.
Big goblin upstairs turn. He starts heading his way down the stone steps because he notices his last little goblin friend is about to cark it. He pulls out his great two-hand sword, making his way down. Got his eyes set on Gorpus now. He goes to swing his sword, and he fucking misses.
Hell yeah.
He misses.
Too
he just,
slow.
He's too angry. He's just flailing around everywhere. He's like, you just... He just dodges.
Sidestepping.
Pubis, what would you like to do?
Help me, Pubis.
Ah, well, little old Pubis, huh?
Yeah, you done burning yourself?
Yeah. You're fucking sticking candles in your wound, you freak.
Am I still... do I still have an open wound?
Yeah,
but fine. If you help me, I'll heal you.
The open wound was not affecting you. Okay. You rolled...
Yeah, you literally wasted his turn.
You wasted a turn just to burn yourself. I'm so weird freak.
I'm going to try and stealthily get up behind the big guy.
Nah, that's not going to work.
Okay. I'm just gonna shoot my short bow at the big guy, but I'm gonna aim specifically for his car.
Okay.
It's too small, I missed.
Right. roll a d20.
10.
Look, you land, but you don't land his cock.
Roll me
a d4.
His cock, you'd have to land a d20, it's that small.
Sweet, you launch an arrow. It lands on his hamstring.
Yeah.
His hamstring.
Okay. His hamstring. His hammy.
I like attacking legs.
Curved around and hit him in the back of the leg.
No way! It landed on his quads there.
God, he tore his ACL.
He'll never play football again.
He'll be out for weeks.
Mimus.
Mimus.
That is I.
That is you, Mimus. What do you
I would like to, in a shocking feat, reveal a great sword out of my gesturely costume.
Just bottomless bag.
Pulls it out.
Never doubt a fool's tricks. And I charge towards the big guy with it like this, like over my head, point towards the big guy. I'm running. I'm charging straight for the throat.
Okay.
What's your guy? Fuck.
Oh, no.
Four.
Oh, yeah, nah. That fails, and he notices you clearly, and he actually gets an attack on you. And
damn,
he swings
quite
back,
obvious.
He swings back his sword at you, slices at your belly, and lands a hit. 2 damage.
Why did I ever try and
use a sword?
2 damage.
Nicks you in your belly.
That's okay. That's 2 less than the punch that I was given earlier by Gorpus. However, I am now
trying
quite
to toughen
low.
You up.
I still resent you for that, Gorpus.
Tyrael.
Okay, so I see that my friends are in the battlefield, and I want to cast a shield on Gorpus. Okay.
Oh, nice. Okay,
perfect. Yeah. Okay. D20.
3.
This was a fucking sucks.
I think you have to start saying enchanting words every time you roll. It seems to work.
Yeah, you
every
gotta, you gotta you do this. Can we give it one more shot?
Yeah, I'll give you one more shot if you do a...
You gotta say the words.
Okay.
A shield spell. Shield spell.
All right. Gorpus. Dorpus. Peels and kneels. Give this man a mighty shield.
4.
Bro, I'm the worst wizard.
Oh, don't say that, Tyrael. You're fine. You're
Gorpus
good.
Starts
you're
feeling like something in his body.
And gets an erection.
My cock is rising.
And it's got a nice little shield around it as well. So
just his cock is shield.
You got a cock shield.
I've got a jack shield.
No babies for you.
Gorpus, it's your turn now. Would you like to do anything?
Chastity cage.
Knowing my dick is protected, I look at the big man and I see that his dick isn't. So I go for the arrow that's embedded in his thigh and I rip it out and go right for the cock and balls, right for the middle scrotum.
Roll me a d20 acrobatics.
D20 acrobatics? 4 plus minus 1. 3.
Jesus. That misses. And he also gets an attack on you as well. He swings his sword at you.
Oh dear.
And deals you.
Does it hit me in the cock?
A little sap tap.
No, it doesn't hit you. Hits you right in the arm and deals you 3 damage.
Uh-oh.
Big man's turn again.
Don't like this big man.
Help me! Help me!
Noticing that Tyrael gave... There's a wizard here, and he gave someone a shield. Uh-oh. Regardless, it's a small cock shield. He notices powerful. So he starts heading over to you.
Tyrael!
He swings his sword at you. Roll me a d20.
It wasn't me.
Roll me a d20.
5.
Oh, yeah, he hits you. He gets a nice clean shot on your arm. Deals you... 4 damage.
Oh. That's big. That's half my health.
Pubis.
Oh, are you okay, friend?
Do I look okay?
You stupid fuck.
Sorry.
Give me the candle.
Trust me, you don't want it. It doesn't work.
Okay.
Just do something useful, for Christ's sake.
I'm not good at that. Yeah. I'm gonna do a sneak attack. Okay.
He can see you. The fuck do you mean sneak
attack? You'll need a high roll for a sneak attack.
I mean, I was pretty far away though, you know, because I wasted my time.
Okay.
The goblin probably doesn't even think that you're a part of the. Just over there burning yourself in a candle.
He's just fucking freaking.
This fight is so hot.
Yeah, I'm gonna do a sneak attack where I'm gonna get my short sword and I'm gonna sneak up behind him and try and stab him under his. Like toenails.
Mm-hmm. What?
Nice. You're a halfling.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. He's big, right?
No, he's a goblin, but he's like a sizable. He's like a human sized goblin.
Bigger than normal goblin.
Yeah, he's a human sized goblin. He's like a hobgoblin.
Stab him under his big toenail.
Yeah, all right. Roll me a d20.
Do I add my stealth to it?
Yeah, we'll add your stealth to it.
Okay, so I rolled a.
Oh, God.
I rolled a 23.
Oh, hold on.
Yeah, that lands. That definitely.
That's
going to
do
sneak
some
over.
Just me.
slowly start shutting. Yeah.
You are a strange fellow, you know that.
Roll me a d4 for damage.
Yeah, you like that, you little bitch? You want a candle?
4.
Hey.
Hey, nice. Nice. Goblin's not looking too good. Mimas.
Come on, Mimas.
Mimas, I'm very close to him. You better kill him.
He's got had an arrow in his thigh. He's got a sword in his toenail, chiseled in.
It's very dangerous. Don't go to his feet.
He's not looking too hot for it.
I aim to jump up, just poke him in the eyes real hard with 2 of my fingers.
Are you going to poke your tongue out while you do it?
Yes.
Good.
Almost certainly. <Of course. laughs> So hard, in fact, that I penetrate the eyes and blind him.
Perfect. Give me d20.
Good luck.
11.
Whoa, that's gonna be tough.
With anything?
That lands.
Nice.
Roll me a d4.
Come on.
This could potentially kill him.
1.
It does not kill him.
Nice.
My
fingers are lost in his eyes. I popped him out, and I've got 2 eyeballs on my fingers.
Give me a taste. I love goblin eyes. I sucked them off your fingers.
Goblin has no eyes anymore. He's just going off by his ears.
He's going off by his ears.
What do I do?
Deafen him.
Give him eyes.
Give him his eyes back.
I restore his sight.
Okay. I don't know if I have this.
Natural 20.
I feel bad.
I don't have any spells left, and I'm half health.
You use your staff.
You just bite him on the head.
I have a knife though. I think.
You use your butter knife.
I don't think. What do I do?
Yeah, in the lore, you've. This is a butter knife. You can't change that now.
Yeah, it's a small knife.
Yeah, man.
I guess I'll take my staff, run in full force, which isn't very fast because I have a wooden leg, and I just use all of the power that I have to just fucking bang right on the head.
Bam,
on
the bottom of the head. Head.
Yeah. D20.
Okay, come on. Brooke, please. 13. Okay.
It lands.
Nice.
Roll me a d4.
Concussed.
3.
You kill him!
Yes!
Nice!
Hurrah!
Is there still one little goblin like riding around with a broken leg?
No, they're all dead.
Oh, are
he's
they?
Died by this
point. Yeah, he probably would have bled out.
Yeah, they're all dead.
Yeah, you run up, you pull your staff, you
bang,
bonk, and just straight up dead. He
didn't
just
even need the spells. Didn't even need the spells.
The other goblin saw the big goblin get stabbed in the toe, and jabbed in your eyes, just said, "Fuck this!
You'll never take me alive."
Perfect. You guys are now in this room. All goblins have been dealt with.
Tyrael, that was incredible.
Yes.
This might be a strange thing to ask at the time like this, but I have to know.
What?
Why is your hairline like on your forehead? Like, why is your hair like coming like out of your forehead? Like, it's like the crease is like right on your fucking forehead. That's super weird.
700 years.
700 years.
What can you expect?
It seems to make no sense. Like, I've never seen that.
Hey, does anybody know how to cauterize a wound?
I need to find it here.
I tried doing it before. It didn't work.
I don't know. You have a wax fetish.
Can I loot the two-handed sword from the dude?
Yep.
Cool.
Like the two-handed sword.
It looked better before.
Are you a dwarf?
Yeah.
Yep. You got a warhammer, two-handed sword.
You promised if I helped
rusty
you.
Rusty sword. Rusty sword.
You some promised if I helped you would heal me, please.
A tummy full of goblin eyes.
I cast a heal spell on.
Why the fuck do you have heal spells?
As you guys are amongst yourselves, you hear from upstairs.
That's all right.
Just hold on, hold on.
I take this opportunity to masturbate. It's been days.
Jig my penis.
Mimus goes to the corner, starts pulling it out of his pants.
That's
me a
fucking
D20.
A goblin.
D20.
11.
Yeah.
It only takes two strokes.
It was a decent calm. It was a decent calm.
It wasn't no 20, but it was halfway there.
It was all right. It got the job done.
It wasn't zinky.
You're feeling
not my best, not my worst.
You're feeling rejuvenated.
In fact, it may have damaged you.
Yep.
I'm healed.
Gorbus kills you? I mean,
no, heals.
Plus 10 perception.
should I roll?
Roll d20.
19.
All right, it lands. Roll me a d6. Full health.
Three.
Yeah, you get healed 3 points.
Oh, yeah, I need to heal. Well.
All right, what do you guys do?
We must free our friends.
Can I stay back and rest?
Should we have a look around?
Yeah, we should roll a perception for loot.
Yes.
We should really do that after we free our friends.
I'm obsessed with loot.
Oh,
yeah, I reckon you guys should go upstairs and probably help the guy.
Okay.
That's tied up.
We go upstairs.
They're fucking goblins. All they have ever is rags, bones, some dried cum.
Daggers.
Nope,
that's mine.
So as you guys head upstairs, okay, you notice a tied up around 50-year-old human warrior.
Whoops, says God, I wish that was me.
I can see God, that.
Wait, Roxy Seeker's not there?
No, it's just Sildar whole winter, and he's gagged up and tied.
God, I wish that were me.
So you guys want to untie him?
No.
He's also not looking very, very, very healthy. He's looking like...
I ask him how much money he'll give me if I free him.
I say, don't mind Gorpus.
Don't mind Gorpus.
How did I ungag him.
Water.
I give him some water from my water skin.
Alright,
I miss.
I pour it. I waterboard him.
In his eye, like, fuck you.
I pour him some water from my foreskin.
Natural 20.
How much
a little leftover cum just squirts in his eye, and he's like, ah.
Okay.
Yeah. You ungag Sildar, and he's like, oh, thank you so much. Who are you guys?
We're friends of...
Who are we?
You're fucking
that
heroes.
That dude.
Gundren.
Oh, Gundren. We're friends of Gundren.
Have you seen him? Me and him got separated a couple hours back.
I say, oh, I'm sorry to hear that. My wife and I separated recently. it's a difficult process.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, you know...
The divorce is very hard.
We had a good thing going, and, you know, there are kids involved, so it was a real mess. You know, you think going into a divorce that it's going to be fine, that you understand each other, you're communicated up, but really, it always seems to turn ugly, and we
dies.
Now resent each other more than anyone.
Yeah, sucks to be you. Anyway,
hey, you should come over to our. We do the meetings every week. Just me and a bunch of other guys in similar positions.
No, that's okay. I've got a tight network of friends where we comfort each other. Well, I've already got a group.
All right.
Anyway, you guys haven't seen Gundren at all?
No. Nice to see. He made us go on this quest.
Oh. Is he seeking any rocks?
Where's the wagon?
The wagon, it's outside of the cave.
Oh, thank God. You still have all the provisions?
Yeah, yeah, we well, left it unattended in the forest.
In the forest.
We left it unattended. There's two horses there.
They're on.
Two dead horses.
There's also two dead horses.
Well, thank you very much for saving me. Have you come across any more goblins in the cave? Because this cave's pretty big. I can see you dealt with very easily with the goblins keeping me.
Yes, it was no problem at all.
So easy.
I didn't even have to try.
There are more goblins deeper. There's even a bugbear further deeper in the goblin, in the cave.
What are you doing here?
They tied me up. They were keeping me hostage. What do you want me to say?
I just didn't know. I just didn't know what happened here. I didn't know how you got in this predicament is all.
If you head further into the cave, you might be able to find information on where Gundren is. If he's not in this cave, they must have taken him somewhere.
With all due respect, fuck that.
Maybe for a reward. You got anything in your pockets?
No, but I will adventure with you and give my sword where I can apply it.
I don't trust him.
How big is your cock?
4 inches flaccid.
That will work.
Mine is only 3.
You guys help up Sildar. He's now a part of your party. He will travel with you for...
We have to be careful. We don't know this guy.
He's a friend of Gundren's. You think you can trust him?
A friend of Gundren's, a friend of mine, Tyriel.
A friend of Tyriel's.
Is
a friend of mine, too. Is he your friend?
He's my friend.
Okay.
And you? Mimus?
You like him?
And a friend of...
I care not for friends.
I care for Jig.
Why the fuck are you here?
Honestly, I get lonely. You know, this whole divorce going on.
It's your cornerstone.
Perfect. Yeah, what do you guys want to do now? You guys want to head back into the cave and venture deeper into
get
the cave?
The fuck
I think we
out.
Should probably, like... do the quest.
I guess. Certainly seems that's the.
We should probably save Roxy.
The narrator wants us to go.
I mean, we're not gonna get. You know, we're not gonna get anywhere with our quest if Roxyka's dead.
Yeah.
And you know,
we must find Roxyka.
I rely on him when I sell him rocks.
Okay. Well, the only way to find Roxyka would be to go deeper into the cave.
Very well, deeper we shall go.
Guys, head back to the entrance of this cave. The passage that you entered is to your right, but. Mm-hmm. Ahead of you, there's another passage. I assume you guys want to follow this one?
Yeah.
Yes.
Perfect.
Yep.
You guys adventure on. Dark eyes.
Yep.
Dark eyes are on.
Yeah.
Perfect. You guys are at the back. You guys come across the rickety bridge. You are now on top of the rickety bridge.
Rickety wrecked. God, son.
Roll me a stealth check.
Okay.
Which one's that?
20.
Oh!
Perfect. All right, yeah. You managed to catch yourself before you... You peek at the bridge and you notice that there's a goblin. Just one little goblin on top of
Big
this bridge.
Big surprise, another
what
goblin.
What would you like to do?
Ooh, hey, set the bridge on fire.
I can speak to goblins. I didn't know that.
Oh. You could have spoken me to
Guys, maybe we should talk to them.
Yeah.
Maybe see what he wants.
What if you take your dagger and you hold it to the rope over the bridge and then you try to negotiate with the goblin?
Okay, let's
see. Why? Well, he's so obsessed with money.
Okay.
Well, not for money, just so that he doesn't, you know, he surrenders.
Oh, okay. Yeah, do that.
Okay. If you can get money, I mean.
Yeah, money would be
money
good, though.
Money would be
and
good.
Information.
And information.
Are you trying to intimidate him?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
I think that's a...
Are you intimidating, Jay?
Very. I've got 4 health.
what is your intimidation?
Oh, I have a wooden leg.
Intimidation.
We're -1. So.
Oh, yep.
Yeah. All right, roll me a d20.
Okay. 12.
12.
The goblin looks at you and goes, "Bitch, what the hell?"
Yeah, the goblin does look at you and go, "Bitch, what the hell?"
Fuck.
And he runs away. He runs back further, deeper into the cave, and you can hear some... chitter chatter, like,
but can I understand what they're saying?
Yeah.
Surely you can roll.
Roll me a perception check.
That one again?
Yep.
Yep.
7.
Add your perception onto it.
Perception. +3, 10.
No, you can't hear.
Fuck.
You can hear faint, like,
okay.
Whispers.
Okay. But I have to.
All right. Do you guys want to continue?
Yes.
All right. Onto the bridge.
Yep.
Perfect. All right.
I am very light. I think I should go first. This bridge looks very sketchy.
He is lightfoot.
I concur.
I agree.
I agree.
Okay. Okay. You hop onto the bridge. Roll me a d20.
One.
Perception check.
Perception 3.
You hop onto the bridge fine. You can't tell the others if it's like gonna cave
under. Yeah. I don't know, seems fine for me.
Okay.
I am lightfoot though, so
okay. I don't want to make any promises.
Who's the next smallest?
Wizard fucker's quite tall.
That would be me.
Okay, we need a probably
yeah,
send.
But he's small, but he's carrying like fucking
armor
10
and
weapons.
And some goblin rags.
Okay.
Okay, you guys cross the bridge.
Okay.
It's fine.
Okay. That's good.
You guys cross the bridge. You enter a little cavern. You enter the cavern. The cavern is half filled with two large pools of water. A narrow waterfall high in the eastern wall feeds the pool, which drains out to the western end of the chamber to form the stream that flows out of the cave mouth below. Low field stone walls serve as dams holding the water in. A wide exit stands to the south, which is where you guys are, while two smaller passages lead west. The sound of the waterfall echoes through the cavern, making it difficult to hear. Everyone roll me a d20 and...
1.
2.
17.
11.
What a 1.
Are okay, you kidding everyone me? Is surprised, but Mimus... Three goblins jump out.
No!
And attack three. You because they got the drop on you guys because that goblin ran away from the bridge and informed
nice one.
The fellas. So, three goblins all shoot arrows at you three, actually, because Mimus actually managed to notice.
I'm chilling.
So, everyone roll me a d20.
Uh-oh, this is 4. Not looking good. 10.
13.
Wait. Roll me 1v1. 1v1 roll me again.
8.
Okay. Doesn't hit you, Tyriel. Roll me again.
13.
He hits you.
Oh.
I rolled a 4.
Misses you.
Oh, nice.
Tyriel's the only one that gets
I'm here. Not looking healthy.
You should
drink
a potion or something.
Yeah, sure.
I don't know if I have anything.
So old.
They're old and frail and...
You get dealt 2 damage.
Oh.
You are not looking very
God.
Good.
Okay,
you may
I'm basically...
You have 2 HP.
I'm basically on the floor.
Perfect.
Daryl, you're so fucking old.
Fine, I've been through worse.
Should have kept you in the home.
Been through worse.
You're barely a wizard.
I'm a wizard.
You're fucking old.
I'm more
seen
of a wizard
you do, like,
than you
one
will
successful
ever
spell.
Be.
The frail.
You had another one. It gave me a protective cock.
I did do that.
Was,
it's called a condom.
Best condom I've ever had.
Everyone roll me initiative, which is just a d20.
9. 15. 3. 9. 15. I think that's
9. Goblins. Goblins are attacking again.
Oh God.
The return of the goblins. We've been through this before. It should be no problem.
Bastards.
Pretty
if they don't, if they don't hit Tyriel.
Pretty well versed.
What happens if Tyriel dies? I am fucking dead.
We're not going to be doing
that's,
deaths.
That's the emotional.
It'll just be like
I'll just drink a potion or something.
Passed out. Get GTA wasted.
Spawn.
You wake up at
the hospital. He spawned at the nearest half.
Okay.
With GTA Dungeons and Dragons.
First goblin runs up to. Mimus.
Hello.
Swings his little short sword and he's like, get out of our cave. And roll me a d20.
We roll a d20, it's an 18.
Oh, roll again. Actually, no. He misses.
Uh-huh.
He managed to. Do you have a shield? or do you just jig out the way?
I jig out the way.
Yeah, you just go. Whoosh.
I'm getting jiggy with it.
Yeah, you just dodge out the way and he just swings and misses.
Yeah.
Then the other goblin runs up to Phoebus. Swings his sword at you. Swings his sword at your leg. Well, no, your head.
Yeah. 15.
15. And you managed to dodge it as well.
Nice. Oh,
I'm a little shorter than that, little foe.
Who rolled the 15?
Me.
Yep, you go.
9.
Oh, you're 9.
I think.
What would you like
to do? 6.
Nah, you miss. Whatever you're going to do.
Oh, okay.
You don't even get to choose.
Who rolled the other 15? Was that 2?
I rolled a 9.
I was the other 15.
Yep. Your turn.
12.
Yep. That lands, whatever you... What would you like to do?
Oh, sorry. I didn't realize. Well, the one that just swung over my head, I want to pretend that I'm going to go over his head, go, oh! And then at the last second, down into the top of his skull with okay. my short sword.
Beautiful.
That hits. That hits. Roll me a d6. Oop.
Cubus, for once, not useless.
Cubus. Fair. You remember that one time I stabbed that guy's toenail, though?
Nope.
I remember that time you tried to cauterize a wound with a fucking candle.
Why would that not work?
Tyrael?
Okay. I open up my satchel, and I take out a potion. Half full. I've used it before. And I take a swig of it.
Mm-hmm.
A health potion.
Okay. Turns out it's Viagra.
My cock is throbbing.
Gosh, I wish that were me.
What's your total health?
2.
No, I mean...
Oh, total?
Like overall.
8.
Oh, all right, yep. Potion heals.
Is this...
Yep.
What's my health now?
Max.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa. You're looking far better, Tyrael.
Yeah. Feel great.
Oh, wow.
He snorts the potion.
Feels so good.
Mimas. Sorry.
Mimas Momus, I'm the fool.
Sorry, I'll the goblin first.
Oh.
Last goblin, staying back in the middle of the cave, pulls his short sword back again. Aims at Tyrael.
Oh, bro, these goblins.
And lands a direct hit.
Oh, of course he does.
Fucking hell.
lands an arrow in your leg.
Not my good leg.
It's a good arrow thin in me.
Oh, yeah, you got a wooden leg.
I've got a wooden leg, so I just fall over.
Lands it right in your leg. It deals you 2 damage.
Oh. Oh.
We're back to first goblin.
What?
Oh, wait, no, Mimas. Sorry, Mimas.
That's right.
I am Mimas.
What shall you do?
I bite the goblin's nose off.
Holy shit.
Oh, my God. Damn, Mimas.
Holy shit.
I'm fucking starving.
Roll me a d20.
20, please.
It's a 12.
12.
But my teeth are sharp, almost as sharp as my wit, which is very sharp.
That's that lands, and that deals. Roll me a d4.
Yeah, it's a 2.
2.
That motherfucker's nose is partially gone.
I fucking know! What the fuck?
Yeah,
he's everywhere.
Perfect. And goblins, they swing back at Mimas. And they land a hit. Swings back at your leg and goes, cuts your leg. Gives you a. Gives you a 1.
Hey, there you go.
Oh, that hurts so much.
Oh.
Other goblin in front of Pubis swings back at Pubis.
Oh, my leg.
Roll me a d20. And lands a hit on you.
Oh, fuck!
Slices your other leg and lands a 4.
Oh, fuck!
My goodness.
Jesus Christ.
Back to Gorpus.
All right. I want to take the two-handed sword and loot off the big goblin, stick it in between my legs, and then thrust towards one of the goblins.
That's nice.
Like nice. Three good thrusts.
Nice. Roll me d20.
4.
Fuck.
That. Doesn't land.
No.
That doesn't land. You shove the sword in between your legs and you just can't get a good grip and just stumbles and just falls on the floor.
And then you go, I swear this never happened.
Peebus, what would you like to do?
I would like, I saw what my friend did and I thought, wow, that seems like a great move. But
really?
Unfortunately,
you did. You saw what he did and you thought, that looks like a great move.
Yeah.
Even though nothing happened and he failed.
Well, I mean, you know, I thought.
I just screwed up.
He's got a bigger sword, so I thought maybe I'll just pull out my shorter sword.
Y'all are too horny.
I use my short sword, put it between my legs, and I go to thrust as well at the goblin that was near me.
Okay, roll me a
decent. A lot of thrusting.
Should have gone 15. Back to the tavern.
15. That lands.
Nice.
You like that, you little bitch?
Roll me a d6.
5.
Nice.
Good couple thrusts in there.
That kills him.
Yeah.
Fucked it.
He trips over from all the thrusting and you just hop on top of him and just keep thrusting that sword right into him.
And after he's dead, I'm still going until next turn.
Everyone's looking on in horror.
Yeah. Tyrael.
Okay.
You're just pouring wax on yourself.
And then I go, God, I wish that were me.
God, I wish that were me. How many goblins are left?
There are 2 goblins left.
Are they healthy?
One of them's decent, and the other one's pretty healthy.
Okay, I want to cast sleep on one of the healthy goblins.
Okay, yep. Roll with d20.
Come on. 16.
Mm. 16, yeah, that lands.
Nice.
He goes, lands, he goes, passes out, hits his head on a little rock.
A Cosby. That's what I call that one.
That deals 2 damage.
That's what I call that one.
He's asleep. Mimas.
So how many goblins are left?
2.
One of them's asleep and the other one is just
chilling.
Chilling.
I go up to the goblin that is chilling and I begin to tell him a very boring story. A story so long and so boring that he literally dies.
Literally, he explodes.
Roll me a d20.
Please be a 20. Please be a 20.
I got 5 charisma.
Please be a 20.
18.
Whoa,
plus charisma.
Oh yeah, plus charisma as well. Yeah, I mean that lands.
I just started talking about my divorce. This guy kills
himself.
Look, listen here. Right? Just chat on.
Never get married.
He decides. He just pulls out his little short sword and just slices his own throat. And you kill him. You kill him.
Oh, and the last one's
asleep. The last one's
asleep.
Ooh, what can we do? Quick, let's hurry on.
All right. Technically, since he's asleep, you're out of combat now. What would you like to do?
We sneak past. We just go onwards.
But he's going to be alive. We
don't need to kill him. We don't need to kill everyone.
We could kidnap him. We could get information.
I have rope.
Let's all fart on him.
I have rope. We can tie him up and then you could talk to him.
True, because I can talk to him.
Perfect. All right, so you tie him up.
So I tie him up with my rope.
And he lets you know. Theory, would you like to?
Maybe ask him where Rockseeker is.
Ask him what his skincare routine is.
Little goblin. Where's our what do you want me to ask him?
Gundren.
Where's Rockseeker? Where's Gundren?
Gundren,
where is he?
We took.
Okay, is he French? Like
we took Gundren away from here. Let me go.
We're not going to let you go.
My boss will kill you.
Your boss can suck my nuts.
Who's
your old 700-year-old nuts?
Tell him. Ask him who his boss is.
Okay, my friends want to know who is your boss.
You
have to tell us or we'll kill you.
You'll meet him in the next room. He'll take care of you guys real quick.
Spit in
okay,
his eye.
He's, the boss is in the next room, he's saying.
Do your 700-year-old piss on him. Please don't kill me.
They want me to piss on you.
I took my dagger and put it to his scrotum.
Oh, do I
need
that. Do
we have any more questions?
Please, don't nick my nuts. I need
he said,
those.
He said,
I'll tell
nick
you anything. I'll tell you anything you want.
He said,
he'll tell
us anything.
Dude, you should totally nick his nuts.
He said, don't nick his nuts, though, but he'll tell you
everything. You should totally do it.
All right.
Do you want me to ask anything?
Ask him if there's secret treasure hidden in this room.
Is there secret treasure hidden in this room? You have to answer us, or he's going to nick your nuts.
No. Look, we have treasure, but it's in the next room.
Oh, you're lying to me.
No! My boss, the big bugbear in the next room, has a jade frog on his person.
There's a jade frog.
He might know where your friend is as well.
Your nuts are so next.
No, please! I told you everything I know. I told you everything I know.
What do we do? What do we do? Do we nick his nuts?
Yeah, we should definitely.
Okay, we nick his nuts.
I'm sorry, it's nothing personal.
You nick his nuts and he bleeds out. 2 little balls.
His 2 testes.
Roll off.
2 little testes.
Gundren licks his lips. No, not Gundren. Gorpus licks his lips.
I lick my lips. I pop one in my mouth.
Okay. Can I have the other one?
I give the other one to...
I'm going to tie... I have a little bit of hemp rope. I'm going to tie it around my neck as a little memento.
Perfect. Beautiful.
Okay, could you cast... could you make this bronze?
Do you want me to make it bronze?
Or metal of some
bronze,
sort?
A bronze goblin.
Surely you have a spell for that.
Metallurgy?
I need mana.
Oh, I could do that.
What?
I think... Yeah, I have...
But you actually could do that?
Is it thaumaturgy?
Shut the fuck up, guys. Let's go fight this fucking bugbear.
Anyway.
bugbear.
Cool. You guys kill the goblins. You know that there's a bugbear next door.
I'm still talking to the dead goblin. So it was 10 years into the marriage when it really started falling
the
apart.
The goblin not well and truly
is pubis still thrusting into this dead goblin?
like a jackhammer.
Yeah.
God, I wish they were me. All
right, perfect. You guys... Gather your thoughts. Supplies.
I say we murder the bugbear. I don't know what it is.
Do we need a rest? We need a
rest.
I'm
shut
old.
Up.
God, he's so
I'm
old.
700 years
spell
old.
About it.
I can't.
Let's
we need to make haste.
I need to sleep. Can I sleep?
I quit.
No. Can a man get some rest? I only need to meditate. I don't even need.
You're
to
being
sleep.
Ridiculous.
Let me meditate.
Four hours. Just push yourself a little further.
4 hours.
That's it. And I've got everything.
No,
back.
We're going in there. We're killing the bugbear, and that will just
okay,
magically
I'm just
make
saying,
everything.
If you guys need any spells, I'm probably resolved. I'm probably gonna be drained. Okay. Just saying.
That's fine.
All right. Okay. You guys enter the room.
Old ass man.
Roll me a stealth check.
Stealth check.
Stealth check.
It's a 5.
Fuck.
I got 11.
16?
16? Okay, perfect.
My Gorpus, bells really aren't helping.
Gorpus sneaks up to the room, notices the bugbear, which I'll show you what he looks like. He looks like this.
What does he look like?
Oh, wow. But then there's neither a bug nor a bear.
I wouldn't want to bug that bear.
You notice that guy is in the middle of the room, and he's surrounded by three little goblins as well.
I feel like a
more goblins.
And they're all just around a campfire, and you guys got the drop on them. What would you guys like to do? Gorpus, you are first.
Oh, wow.
Gorpus, please make the right decision here.
Tie all your weapons together and throw it at them.
I tie all of my weapons together. All of my weapons with my remaining rope, I tie it together, and I twirl it over my head, and I just cast it.
And I launch, you launch it.
Yeah, okay.
So you launch your warhammer, your
my two-handed sword, my rusty sword, my short bow.
Were you throwing a short bow?
Okay. The warhammer.
Hey, it was your idea.
Two hand axes, a crowbar, a hammer, 10 days of rations, and all of my mason's tools. And the only thing I'm going to keep is a dagger and a deck of playing cards.
Holy shit!
Roll me,
please tell
a
me
d20, and just for the sake of it, I'll give you advantage. So roll two, roll twice in the higher.
Four.
Oh,
Six.
Well, there goes all our 10 days worth of rations. Thanks,
Gorpus.
Yeah.
We got an 8.
I'll give you an 8. All right, you launch your little contraption. It lands right in the middle, and
they devour the rations.
Roll me a d20 again.
10.
All right, perfect. The warhammer comes out and it explodes out, and it lands on the leg of one of the goblins, and your two-handed sword just flails about. And it managed to cut the bugbear's stomach. Whoa. And the also goblin, the other goblin as well.
Nice
and
shot, Gordon.
Ridiculous.
I feel much lighter now. But now I'm
good
hungry.
Work, Gorpus. Do you also shout food fight when you throw the rations?
No.
Okay.
So now there's a bunch of weapons just scattered in the middle of this room.
Great.
Mimus, what would you like to do?
Oh, it is I somersault onto the back of the bugbear and punch his eyes and face from above.
Perfect. Probably
like I'm
20.
Over him going,
And then you're also going,
yeah, you're like riding him.
Uh-oh. It's a 9.
I wish that were me.
It's a 9 plus agility. It's a 13.
You land. You land.
Stop punching him.
Roll me a d6.
A d6. It's a 1.
Well, you deal him a nice little one. But he's looking pretty tired.
And I'm still on his back.
Pubis, what would you like to do?
I'm pretty stealthy. I feel like I should use that to my advantage once more.
You were so fucking useless.
I'm going to sneak up to one of the goblins, and I'm going to grab him and hold him hostage with a blade to his head, and I'm going to say, you do anything, I'll fucking kill him.
Roll
the bugbear's going to be like, okay.
Aw, three.
Nah, you try and grab the goblin, and he just evades you, and he's like,
don't touch me. And then I'm just stuck in the middle. Oh,
and
fuck!
And he swings back at you and deals you 2 damage.
Oh.
Tyria, what would you like to do?
Okay, so I...
Big spell.
I reckon
you could pick
super...
up all the stuff.
Pick up all the stuff? Okay, yeah. I want to telekinetically grab the items that were thrown and I want to get them back. Okay.
Oh.
If possible.
Perfect. Roll a d20. Look, you managed to grab the Warhammer back.
Okay. Does it hit a goblin on the way
very,
back?
Very, oh, very Captain America, yeah. It pings one of the goblins, and nice. It deals him a 3.
Whoa. I'm super tired, so I'm just lying down, groaning.
Why didn't you let me meditate?
Bugbear's turn, and he's fucking pissed, and he goes to swing at Gorpus.
With Mima still on his back.
Yeah. He flails at Gorpus, but actually misses. Goblin goes to pull his short bow back and shoot at Mimas and misses as well. And the other goblin goes to swing his short sword at Pubis. And roll me a d20.
Pubis.
He actually hits you. 4. 2 damage.
Fuck.
Anyone have a hair comb?
Mimas, what would you like to do? Still on the back of this bugbear.
Yes, I take out my shovel.
You have a shovel?
And I start digging a hole into the bugbear's head.
Perfect. Roll it into
Oh boy. Ooh. It's a 17.
Hey, nice. Me
is a dwarf?
I stick it in his head, then I put my foot in it and go and just keep digging into his head.
Mimas is using the ancient dwarf technique of diggy diggy hole.
Roll a d6.
Please.
It's a 6. Oh, nice.
Holy
nice.
Well done,
he is not looking good.
You scooped a little brain out.
He's got like chunks out of his head.
Gorpus.
I rush up to the bugbear with my dagger. And I go to nick his scrotum.
He's got exposed brain. Why would you not go for the brain?
I expose the other brain.
Nick his nuts.
4.
The nuts.
Lands.
What?
I nick his scrotum. I slide under with my knife and I go.
Those nuts are nicked.
Roll me a
Holy
D6.
Shit.
Come on, Gorpus.
5.
Nice. He's dead.
Whoa.
Nuts.
He just. Slide.
Yeah.
What an epic feat.
He's two little balls on the floor. Gorpus licks his lips.
Oh my god.
I suck it up.
Pubis, what would you like to do? There's 2 goblins left. One of them's nearly dead. The other one is
horrified.
My friends!
It's time to negotiate.
It is time for my final performance.
What?
I will slay the goblin so you may be free. I roll the 17 and I run. With my short sword at one of the goblins.
Perfect. Roll me a d6. You swing and you hit.
5.
He's dead.
No.
Nice. Dead. You just.
I'm sorry. I said final performance. I'm actually still alive.
You shove your sword right.
It really
into
wasn't
the
that epic.
Head. Tyriel, last goblin.
Ooh.
I meditate for 4 hours.
Okay.
Don't do anything fancy. He has 1 health.
Don't do anything fancy.
Actually breathe
on
don't
fancy. Do anything too crazy.
Don't do
that
anything.
That requires a high roll.
I was going to do something crazy.
Throw me at him.
Okay.
You telekinesis
right, I pick up
me.
Gorpus.
With telekinesis.
With the remaining mana I have, I pick up Gorpus. And
Gorpus
I just
slowly starts levitating
rising.
Into the air.
Whoa. And I just hurl him over at the goblin.
Perfect. Roll
that's
me
what you get for not letting me meditate. 12.
Yeah, that lands, Gorpus.
Gorpus,
what do you do? You're flying through the air.
I pull my pants down and I spread my ass on and I try to consume the goblin.
Wow.
It fits.
It fits perfectly. It lands. You go flying through. You spread.
All those years of practice paid off. Huh,
goblin disappears. Your whole party just looks at you, just shocked.
And then they see the massive bulge in my stomach just shrink. and then just become part of me. I just consume and I consume it all like a Venus flytrap. I just digest
him.
Sildar Holwinter walks up the stairs. He just sees that last bit. He's like, what the fuck am I doing?
And then I shit out a bunch of goblin rags and bones.
Perfect. Perfect. They're all dead. The bugbear's lying there. You see a little parchment in his pocket. You walk over to it. You open it up. And you find out that Gundren Rockseeker was safe in the village
the whole time.
And you guys were in this game for no reason at all. And the dragon that Mimus wanted to kill was made out of paper mache, and he was in the bugbear's pocket the whole time.
That's not a plot hole.
We
are victorious in our quest then.
Yes.
Yeah. I need a drink.
Sildar's like, let's head back to Phandalin, boys. Let's go to the tavern, get some beers in us.
Some beers and some meditation.
The tavern, and I play my pan flute the whole way home, and everyone hates it.
I sleep the whole time.
And I toss around the knife. And then
burn yourself. Get the candle and burn yourself.
Slices your jugular and you die.
I'm actually one health and I'm just shriveled up in the corner shaking while the others party.
Perfect. You guys arrive at the tavern, you tend to your wounds, you hand in the wagon full of provisions, you get your coins.
Mm.
Beautiful.
That's where we leave off.
Very nice.
Wonderful.
I stabbed the barmaid to death. 12.
Yeah, she's dead, man. She's is dead.
Nick her nuts.
Yeah, here you go.
Perfect.
Beautiful. Wow.
All in a day's work.
Just what
perfect,
we do.
Guys. Perfect.
Lovely.
Wonderful.
I've been Tyrion Neckbeard.
I'm Gorpus the Game Gallant.
It was us the whole time.
We hope you enjoyed this D&D campaign, Spotify exclusive listeners, and we'll see you next time on the Misfits podcast. Farewell.
Yes, salutations.
So farewell. And thank you to our Dungeon Master, Chris.
Safe travels.
Yeah, big round of applause.
Thank you very much to the Dungeon Master. That was beautiful.
Splendid. Until next time, farewell.
Tally-ho!
Safe travels.